We have Sound Pocket on again with another guest.
I know, it's like you guys can't quit me. It's so weird. Well, anyhow, welcome to more Radio Statler interviews. And this is the next one we have queued up. And this is one that I've actually been trying to do all con. No, it's not Drake. We are going to have, we plan on having Drake soon. I really want to do that. But we have an even, my opinion, more awesomer guy, which is Nick.
Oh, thank you.
Nick, welcome to Radio Statler over here.
Thank you. Now, it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, we've had different people. We've had people describe their experiences. We've had talking guests, celebrities and stuff. But you guys are bringing something very interesting this year. You want to tell the peons who sadly couldn't make over here what you've provided for the Hope Conference this year?
Sure. I'm a huge, ever since childhood, I've been a huge Commodore 64 fan. And
128, right here.
Yeah, okay. and it's one of those things, my whole life, it's just meant a whole lot to me. And last year, I've been listening to Off the Hook for 14 years, and
wow,
finally came to my first Hope Conference last year.
Always
been kind of on the periphery of this movement,
uh-huh,
and always kind of peering in from over the wall, and very excited, and just going, you know, I think I could contribute something. I really would love to be part of this.
This is what I drew up. This is the whole part of the con that I like. This always happens. Like, we have someone who's like, I've been this, so I'm curious. Wow, I'm inspired and want to do something. And then 4 years from now, they're like the major keynote speaker of this amazing digital revolution thing they brought. So we love that.
That's
the tradition of this con.
That's my hope. In four years, I'm important enough to...
So what are you guys doing with retro gaming this year?
So, yeah, basically the whole thing is, I love the Commodore still, just like I did when I was a kid. It still mm-hmm. means the world to me. It's still really important to me and a small core group of enthusiasts across the country. And I noticed in New York, it's not really anything that, you know, there's a couple of users, but there's not really a whole any user groups or anything. There's some things in Jersey. They have the Vintage Computer Festival East, and every year,
Vintage Computer Festival.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where I just thought this would be a perfect outlet to find other people who own these computers, use these computers, and maybe just find some like-minded people and get them together, and maybe we can start creating demos or get a user group started or formed out of it.
Now what's interesting is, like we said, there is the Vintage Computer Computer Festival that I believe that usually happens in Morristown every year in New Jersey, and they've been here before and they've shown off old machines. But what really attracted me to your setup is that you are doing things with Commodore 64 that most they would normally not be in the basic manual for the operating system. You want to tell me some of the stuff you've displayed here?
Well, this is the Hackers on Planet Earth conference, so I need to have as much freaking material from the old days as possible. So, you know, I have 2600 hertz emulators and tone generators and SID, you know, and all that classic stuff. And then there's modern internet user port, the Hayes modem emulators, so you can hook up your Commodore 64 to the internet.
And from what I'm understanding, you guys are actually running a BBS right now.
We're trying to. I actually got to work with the NOC guy still and see if they can forward a port over to me.
If you want to just throw some bricks at them since they're our neighbors, go right
ahead. Okay.
They're stealing their alcohol anyhow.
So okay, fair enough.
Stealing.
So if I can get them to forward a port over from one of the networks here, we could have the BBS up and running and people could call it.
I think the last time we had a BBS running here, I don't even think there was one at H2K2. I think it was at the H2K, the previous one. That was, I think, the last time we had like a consistently running BBS running. So if you guys get that up, like, it's almost come like full circle here. What's old's new again, which is funny because, as a quick aside, when we were pitching themes around, the one that I really wanted to do but it was kind of too expensive was we wanted to do a thing with Hope where, besides like the radio tech and the internet and stuff, we wanted to pretend everything went back to square one again, so we would have like giant ads for like CompuServe and like old machines running like AOL 1995 edition with
the same
BIOS limits and stuff like that.
Somebody has old Byte magazines out there in in frames, and they just see the cover. It says, "Welcome to the new computer. It's called the Macintosh."
Yes. And we've been playing them around. It's funny because most of my experience with Commodore 128 was mostly the video gaming side of things, especially some of the data that was coming over from Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Involving video games. And this was when games, like, because some people remember them on floppies. I remember them, I was really young, I was like 4 years old, on tape. and mm-hmm. they got so big at a certain point they were double sided. So you would load it on A, flip it over to B, and then like 5 times out of 10 B would corrupt and you would have to dump and reload the tape again. Yes.
Yeah, and tape still you know, that was much bigger in Europe. Europe the scene is still really thriving.
Oh yeah, they don't throw anything away over there.
Yeah, and they're still making demos on the PAL version of the Commodore, and so yeah, in America I think the most creative stuff in America is going on the hardware side, and the software and demo side is really big in Europe. It's still big in Europe. So I you know, my hope is that some more demos start coming out of America and we can get some more demos happening out of New York especially.
Cool. That would be a great call to arms, because I think both hardware and software wise, like, it's very important to like preserve and find even more development for this hardware, because a lot of the stuff that we take for granted now, the building blocks came, you know, from that era in terms of early communication, experimenting with how OSs operate instead of just pure, you know, pure base code and things like that. So I'm glad that you guys are, especially in America, are still doing the work that you're doing on these machines.
Yeah, thanks. It's a labor of love, but you know, it reminds me of the good things in my childhood. Every time I turn it on and see the blue screen with the other blue screen on the border, you
and
know?
the white line blinking. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
So you know, obviously, when you put out any old equipment, I mean, I had a Verizon payphone get taken away, and I was too late to get the payphone hardware, but I got the booth, so I brought the Verizon side, and that's automatically just having people come to our booth like, huh? Mm-hmm. When you put old hardware out, people come by, and a lot of times they share stories. Has anyone shared any particularly interesting stories or tidbits with you so far?
As far as their own hardware? I mean, there's been stories of people going, oh, man, I found some of the stuff in my parents' basement, or, you know, I thought I threw all this away, and it's still there. And maybe, you know, maybe if I inspire somebody to go dig some of that stuff out and actually turn it on, you know, that would be the coolest thing so far. But I'm sure, you know, we're still very, you know, early on in hope. So there's a lot of opportunity to share.
Yeah,
with
we
a
haven't
lot of people.
Even gotten the drunk crowd at Saturday out yet.
Yeah,
which unfortunately,
there's still people checking in downstairs, getting here for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, like I said, so this is your second HopeCon.
This is my first full way through. Yeah, last year was just, again, you know, kind of showed up on the second floor and checked it out a little bit, you know, and every other year of Hope, I always, you know, am on the live feeds. I listen to Radio Statler every year.
Woo, yay, we actually have a fan on here.
Oh, yeah. I've been listening for years.
All five of them. Okay. We love you guys out there. You always send interesting questions.
Yeah.
So give a rundown of like all the equipment you currently have on the table right now.
Well, we got we've got a couple just vintage Commodore 64s. We've got a SX64, which is the old portable.
Right,
we have the Raspberry Pi Linux emulated Commodore 64, which, you know, is I like to show off that with modern technology, you can still enjoy the past.
And it's good to quickly test out software, you know, before you
absolutely
burn it and try it on the,
on the real machine. And then we're also emulating some modem emulation, you know. Right now, I'm actually in the midst of just trying to figure out how I can build a coupler and an old acoustic coupler and turn it into a 2400 baud modem.
I was just about to say, I don't know if it's compatible, but believe it or not, Neo Amsterdam at the Info Desk, he's going to have a show later on coming up called 26 Country O'Cott, he brought in his reprogrammable acoustic coupler. So
old TTY device night? Yeah, that thing looks cool.
If you want to borrow that, I mean, I'm sure he doesn't want to say no.
I've got a coupler here. I brought an old Epson, what's the CX20? Brought that with me, but that only does 300. There's like one dial-up BBS in the country that allows a 300 baud connection.
We're gonna
try to dial with our Android phone,
and of course, there's no point of a modem if the people running the internet near lock don't have any blood left, which we should probably check over there.
Yeah,
at some
go
point.
Knock on the door.
Yeah, just make sure they're still alive down there and they all haven't succumbed to cannibalism. Cool. So, what sort of software have you brought to complement this hardware? I mean, you were talking about your partner's now probably playing Ghostbusters.
Yeah, she's playing Ghostbusters right now, and while she's doing that on another computer, there's actually one of the call to arms is a project that's been going on for a while. It's Quantum Link Reloaded, which Q-Link, the precursor to America Online, Basically, this group of enthusiasts who miss Q-Link and love Q-Link have reverse engineered the code. Okay. And are still working on figuring out what it does and what all the commands are. So there's a big need out there for help with the Q-Link Reloaded project. So we're demonstrating that on the IRC. It's currently hooked into the Commodore 64 Friends IRC network. And so that's live and on display all the time.
I don't want to interrupt, but I'm curious if anyone wants to contribute to that project, where would they be able to go?
They literally, there's a guy named Shadow M who has a page at Lion Labs, and you can do a Google search for Quantum Link Reloaded, Q-Link Reloaded. Any of those pages should bring his page up, but look for Shadow M's page on Lion Labs, and he's running that, and Jazzmaz is running the actual server off his Raspberry Pi right now.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. So I believe we have time for one more question. I guess my last question is, it's the 10th Hope. Mm-hmm. It's been 20 years of this conference because it's every 2 years. There was one point where it was four years. And we have 30 years of the magazine, so we've reached like all three milestones. It's the perfect threesome, as we like to call it. Ha ha ha, three. And so my question is what's your favorite thing about coming to these Hope conferences? What keeps your drive going? What do you find so special?
I love the fact that everybody here is really inspired by what they're doing. And everybody has a real passion for a real passion. Yes. I've been to other conferences and other parts of my life that, you just don't see this type of thing where people just really want to share their knowledge and their experience with each other and share their passion for what they love. And that's what it's all about to me.
It's a beautiful thing, as we call it, driven by passion, fueled by booze.
Yeah.
which will be coming
out. My case, coffee. Yes.
Well, just
Club Mate, yes, which we have plenty of.
Find, you can find his booth. You guys are like...
right in the right in the front of the demo area next to the Lockpicking Village.
Right, and if you go to the info desk, they're on the left, and it's some pretty awesome stuff. Whether you're into old computers or new computers, it's just a fascinating piece of history, and we can still learn so much from it. Thank you to Radio Statler. We are going to transition over in a minute or two to Robert Steele, in which hopefully he always gives good information, but hopefully, unlike his talks, it will actually go. Not over 8 hours long, although it's actual relative information, unlike some guests we're having later. So that's a detail about that. We're going to switch over for a minute. Thank you for tuning in for interviews, and stay tuned for more on Radio Statler.